Joining me on the phone is Alex Abel, who is the founder of Lunchpool, and I think in the upper echelons of all networkers that I see online and connectors, and he is going to tell us about a new initiative called Break Tampa Bay. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going? So Break Tampa Bay is made by my Lunchpool crew. So I have a startup where we connect people for face-to-face interactions in companies. So we're, you know, I'm all about connecting, like you said. I think that a more connected world is a more happy, mentally healthy, and just better world in general. But we found that a lot of professionals, they feel like they're not good at networking, or they don't have the capacity or time to make it to a networking event. And so we kind of dreamed up this concept of Break Tampa Bay to break down those barriers. So we're breaking down the geographic barriers especially, and it's an event where you can network with other interesting professionals all over Tampa Bay. So, you know, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete, you can network with people from all over the place, all from the comfort of your desk. So it's a one-of-a-kind event. We're really excited to be putting it on.
Cool. So can you tell us a little bit about the actual platform itself? I've got my lunch, I've got my drink, and I sit down and log in, and what happens next?
So basically, you know, yes, just like we're fighting with Lunchpool, we call it the desktop dining epidemic. But if you're already a desktop diner, you're already equipped to get started. So grab your food, sit in front of your desktop or laptop, and we'll send out a link. And on the link, you'll be entered into a virtual video networking hall. And so what you're going to see on the screen is it's like a cartoon version of what you would expect at your typical exhibition or conference. And in the middle, you'll see a lot of what look like poker tables. So there's four seats at a table, and attendees can click on the table, join it, and then immediately they're video chatting with three other professionals from, you know, wherever in the area. And then we'll have another, so there's different floors on the platform. We'll have another floor where we're highlighting local nonprofits and startups and our sponsors as well. So it's kind of like a virtual exhibition hall, if you will.
Got it. And then as you sit down, is the idea that you'll stay with that four throughout the lunch and then come back the next day for a new lunch bow?
Well, really, this is kind of just a one-off event right now that we're trialing. We'd like to make it a regular thing, but for now, it's just a one event. We're actually, even someone from my team is trying to put together a challenge to get people to participate on social media to really make this day, January 8th, a big event. We've already gotten, on last count, 550 people signed up on the event page. It's been a really, really amazing turnout that we're expecting. It's just that one day for now. You know, like I said, we hope to do it regularly, but this is kind of our testing of the tech.
It sounds like a great solution. It does solve for geography. It solves for convenience, and it, you know, it even solves for some people who just aren't as comfortable, you know, in the face-to-face environment to sort of, you know, have a halfway experience with that. When you look at networking and you've done your research with Lunchpool and bringing this in, what are some of the major sort of pain points for people when it comes to networking that you see?
Oh, yeah. I'd say that there's nothing like a great face-to-face meeting, but as a myself, I'm actually an ambivert. So I'm half extrovert, half introvert. And I think that one of the pain points is that networking events kind of have this rap of being a little bit superficial. So everybody's probably been to one of those events where it's like, hey, here's my card. All right, see you later. And, you know, people are just shuffling around from person to person. And it's really hard to make a meaningful connection that way, because you leave the event, you have a stack of cards, but you don't really remember anything about anybody. I'd say that's pain point number one. Pain point number two is that people, as we get more technological, more social media integration, and more comfortable using computers and platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, we lose a little bit of that social aptitude, I'll call it. And it's, you know, it can be hard to break the ice or to even know how to initiate or drum up a conversation. So that's probably the second challenge, I would say, to networking.
And who are a couple of the other folks that are involved in putting this on with you?
We have an A-list of sponsors right now, and we're trying to finalize that in the next couple of weeks. Our platinum sponsor right now, which we have a couple of more spots if any of your listeners are interested, is Synapse. So they put on their own Connection Summit. You're probably familiar with them. They had 5,000 attendees last year. And so Brian Kornfeld from that, he's been a great supporter of a lot of the things that we do. Other than that, I've got a call actually after this with Feeding Tampa Bay. So they're not official yet, but hopefully we'll get them on board.
No pressure, Feeding Tampa Bay. It's public now.
Yeah, no pressure, guys. But, you know, it's on the air now. As far as the other sponsors, though, we have E2 Generations, a local development company, Tampa Bay Startup Digest, which is put on by Techstars, Create Collabs is a local startup, Masterminds Tampa Bay is a networking group that operates over Facebook, Rising Tide Innovation Center right down the road from you. They are home of our office, and they're an amazing place for entrepreneurs and for connections. And then Remo, which is the technology platform that we're using to power this. And lastly, Mindish is Human. I don't know if you're familiar with it. He's a St. Pete guy as well. It's a podcast that talks about mental health and, you know, all the things that we deal with these days. And OE Marketing is also a startup that a friend of mine started to help small businesses get their word out. So we got a lot of support from the community. Another nonprofit that we're highlighting is Save the Kids, Kids Cancer Research. We're just really trying to focus on what are the cool things that people may or may not have heard of in the area, and how can we highlight them across the whole region?
Well, I would say the degree of support you've got is a reflection of what you're bringing to the community. You know, you brought up that mental health piece, and, you know, as far as your efforts with Lunch Pool and this and the good energy that you bring out on social, you can see a lot of caring with a lot of activation for good things behind that caring. So you deserve a lot of props for the place you hold in the community. And I'll give you a virtual high five in the spirit of virtual networking.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. I hope that you'll give me a virtual high five on January 8th. You know, I'm up in Knoxville now with my wife and kind of playing the remote CEO role. So this is also admittedly a way for me to not stop networking in Tampa Bay, because I'm only down there now just about every other month, and I'm trying to make it monthly, but I'm missing my Tampa Bay folks and weather.
Cool. Alex Abel, look forward to connecting in January, and all the stuff we've talked about will be linked to in the article that accompanies this audio.
Perfect. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to virtually connecting with you, and also let's grab lunch or a coffee whenever I'm down there.